right, time for second date. Seth went out with Meg, says she's a 10 and a half. So she's off the scale, man. He wants another date, having trouble getting a hold of her. We're going to attempt to get her on the phone here, Seth. So hang in the background, okay?
I appreciate it.
Hello?
Hi, this is Matt Bradley with K95.5. I'm looking for Meg.
This is she.
Meg, how are you? I got a couple of questions for you. I promise it will be short and sweet here, but first question is you went out on a guy, you went out with a guy named Seth recently. You remember your date with Seth?
Yes.
All right, that's question number one. Question number two, you think you're going to go out with him again?
No.
Oh, how come?
He's a great guy. I'll tell you that. He's a really good guy. It's just, We have different lifestyles that just don't match up, and it's not going to work out.
What's he, a rock star or something?
No, a little different. He actually is a nudist.
What does that mean?
Well, he was raised in a home where you don't wear any clothes inside, and you know, in his home, he doesn't wear any clothes once he gets home. And he has like a whole like nudist community that he hangs out with.
Was he nude on this date?
Night. No, he was dressed, and he claims that he puts clothes on when people come over, but it's just, you know, ingrained in him that people overthink the clothes thing. I don't know. Like, he just grew up differently than me.
Yeah.
He travels to like a lot of places that he can be naked, like nude beaches, nude cruises.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Did he try to get you naked?
I mean, I hope not. I don't want to live like that.
Okay. It's, well, that's good that he didn't try. I'm glad he didn't try. That's good. That's good. That's a good start there.
Yeah, no. That would have made me run.
Okay. So he's got this lifestyle where he doesn't like clothes. So if clothes go out the door when he gets home, you say. And on vacation, it sounds like. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be a lifestyle choice for him. Either that or it's his, like, really sneaky way of getting women to, like, get naked with him. I don't know, but, like, it's just not for me.
I was talking to Seth, and he was talking about you and how much he thought you were, how wonderful you are. He thinks you're off the scale. In his words, you are a 10-plus.
Oh, wow. Okay.
10-plus, yeah, so you're off the chart. And so I said, well, let me call her. Let me get her on the phone, and now this might make you feel a little uncomfortable, and I apologize for that, but Seth's actually on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi, Seth.
Hey, Meg.
Hi.
I'm a little bit, I'm a little in shock.
Well, we all are. We all are here, Seth, with you. Are you wearing clothes right now, Seth?
Not at the moment. I'm in a home, but I just feel like...
He's naked on the phone. This is R-rated radio all of a sudden. All right. I'm sorry, Meg. I'm sorry.
I mentioned it, you know. We talked a bit about it, and you didn't seem too turned off or anything by it. Not that you should have been turned on, but, you know, I mean.
Well, she obviously was. Let me ask you a question, Seth. How in the world does this come up on a first date?
I mean, natural conversation, you know. It's what do you like? What are you into?
And that's what you went, naked people. I see naked people. I mean, you went straight there.
I didn't lead with naked people. You know, it's just, it's a big part of my life. And I would hope that down the road, Meg would eventually have it be a part of her life too, if, you know, things went that way.
Seth, have you dated people in the past that were against this and then adapted to it or adopted it?
Once. It did not end well, obviously. I'm out in the field again, but, it's not like I'm looking for a partner within my community. I have different communities and different wants and needs. And like I said, Meg, you're an amazing. You're a 10 and a half at least. And I just, I feel like don't let the nude thing dissuade you from a second chance.
We did. This is like so weird, but we had a good connection, but that it's just not for me. I am not someone who likes to be nude in front of a lot of people. I like to wear clothes. I work in fashion. I am not...
I just feel like don't let your love of clothes and my, let's say, love of nudity, I guess, be the thing to keep you from just one more. We don't even have to talk about being naked.
And let me add this, Meg. I would love to throw in a dinner, and a very public dinner. at you know, some place where you wouldn't be under pressure to be in a position to take your clothes off, and you know, offer that up too if you're willing to go out with Seth again, give him a second chance here.
No, I mean, I would not be interested in that in the future. I mean, Seth is a great guy. I really connected with him, and you know, you were wonderful. It was a really nice date. It's just, I don't see down the line how it would work out. That's the problem.
But you know, don't worry about down the line, Meg. They're going to take us out for dinner. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to have a great conversation. Look at, see, I got you laughing already again. Come on, Meg. It's just a dinner.
Oh. Listen, I could do one more dinner. I just don't know where it would go from here.
All right.
I'm going to be honest.
I know that's a nervous yes, and I can hear it. And you know what?
Yes.
I will absolutely love to pay for that dinner for you guys to go out, and we'll make sure it's somewhere really nice. We'll let you choose, okay? Meg
that's
chooses the
kind.
Dinner place.
Thank you.
Because I want her to be comfortable. I don't want to feel like I guilted her into this. But, you know, if you would, please go out with him again and see if there's a connection there, and then worry about that speed bump later down the road, and just see if you can have a good time one night with him. Okay.
I need to sit down. Oh my gosh.
Like, okay. Yeah. I understand that. I feel a little guilty on this one, but hey, we'll pick up dinner, and Seth, you behave. Okay.
I am over the moon. I appreciate you. I'm going to put some clothes on now and go to work, and I can't wait for our date later.
A little much. Okay, buddy.
Okay.